and welcome to We the People. I'm Gargi Rawat. Today we're discussing the politics of name change. Now, the UP government and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath have been on a name-changing spree. First, it was Mughalsarai Junction, which was changed to Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Station. Then Allahabad was changed to Prayagraj and Faizabad district to Ayodhya. Now, this has led to a slew of demands for more name changes in Uttar Pradesh and even around the country. Their demands to change Muzaffarnagar to Lakshminagar, Agra to either Agrawan or Agarwal. And Gujarat Chief Minister has given a statement saying that they're looking into the legalities of changing Ahmedabad to Karnavati. A BJP MLA has also promised to change the name of Hyderabad if they come to power. Now, while name changing in India is not new, I remember many of our major cities have all had their names changed. The politics surrounding these moves, the accompanying statements, indicate an effort to do away with Muslim names and come up with Hindu ones. Some leaders have even called it Naam Vapsi, even though many of these cities were established under these very names. So there's no Naam Vapsi as such. Well, to talk about this, joining us today on the show is Chandra Bose, Vice President BJP in Bengal. Also in studio with us, Lieutenant General Zamiruddin Shah, former Vice Chancellor of Aligarh Muslim University, Raghu Karnad, journalist and author, Shantanu Gupta, political analyst and someone who's written a book on Yogi Adityanath, Ghanshyam Tiwari, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party, and Adil Singh Boparai, spokesperson of the Congress. Also joining us from Kolkata is Mahua Moitra of the Trinamool Congress. Remember, there is a demand to change the name of West Bengal as well. Well, to start with, I'd like to go across to General Shah. General Shah, how do you see this politics around name change? We've changed Allahabad to Prayagraj, Ayodhya to Faizabad, but the type of... Faizabad to Ayodhya, but the type of demands that this has now led and the kind of statements surrounding it, how do you view all of this?
Well, I term it as a syndrome, name-changing syndrome. I feel it's meddling with history. I'd like to explain a few things to the young audience here. See, India is a mosaic. We are closely interwoven civilization. Whenever there's a change, a new layer is added into the fabric of our great country. But the older layer is not obliterated or totally hidden. It always exists. So this is how India was. I mean, even if you look at Ayodhya, it was always there in the name of the town, Faizabad.
No. It was that's factually incorrect. Prayag is also
was
very old.
Always a part of Allahabad.
The Sangam was always known as it, that area was known as
Prayag. It was always a part of Allahabad. Then call it Prayag. You'll get your time.
Yeah.
Please don't make it a...
Yes, go on.
So, it was always there. So, I think that the timing of this move is exceedingly divisive. It was uncalled for, and I don't think that's why I called it a syndrome.
Do you feel it's something that'll get traction? It's like, minimum effort, but maximum talk, maximum noise that statements like these are making, the changing of Muzaffarnagar to Lakshminagar MLA Sangeet Som. He's demanding it.
Yes.
And he's saying we're trying to remind everyone of our glorious past and the sort of statements that, the years of slavery that they talk about when they talk about the, nearly 1,000 years of Muslim rule, the years of slavery. So all these sort of accompanying statements around
it's an attempt to manufacture a problem where none existed. You are just creating a problem.
But do you think it'll get traction? It's something like this. I know a lot of people are very happy with the changing of Allahabad to Prayagraj. But these other proposals, Ahmedabad, even Hyderabad they're talking about, then various cities and towns around Uttar Pradesh.
Well, I hope it doesn't get traction. It is for the people to combat this divisive tendency which is creeping in. And I do hope that it doesn't get traction.
In fact, the BJP's own ally and UP minister, Rajbhar, talked about how, this is being done to distract people from development issues, which is what they should be focusing on. So it's interesting that the UP government's own ally came out and said this and even said that change the name of your spokespeople before, the Muslim spokespeople,
absolutely,
before going around and changing
This government came to power on on development. I don't see much of it. So the real issue is being hidden, or trying to be a smoke screen is being attempted to hide that. I mean, if there's a non-issue, make it an issue to prevent people from questioning. Where's the development? What's happened? You promised a lot of things.
All right, well, Shantanu Gupta, you know, especially there were a lot of promises that were made, like cleaning the Ganga, for example. That's
which
something our Prime Minister
which
really picked up in a big way.
Which
but, you know, just the head of the Kumbh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, seemed to want to do something. So he changes the name of Allahabad to Prayagraj, so it and makes the Sadhu and Sons very happy. But, of course, the Ganga remains as dirty as it was. And, you know, we keep hearing it's happening, but it hasn't. The BJP government in Uttar Pradesh was also disappointed with the fact that the Ram Temple case has got delayed in the Supreme Court. So, again, you know, this announcement
all of the country is
changing the
not
name
only
of
BJP government.
Yes, but they
just
were very vocal about it. The Chief Minister spoke about it. So when he went on Diwali to Ayodhya, he felt he had to again make some sort of statement given that the case
was
got
Ayodhya
delayed.
So he changes
the name Faizabad to Ayodhya.
So first of all, it's not a name-changing syndrome. It's basically inferiority complex syndrome, which a lot of us have inculcated because the
Who
invaders.
Has inferiority complex?
Indians as a population, I'll tell you why. India has three kinds of name because of the left historians. One is English invaders. We have Minto Road. Minto, who started the... who's the root of India-Pakistan division, Minto Morley Reforms, is the Minto Road when I go to CP. You have Muslim invaders, these are a hero, Aurangzeb is our hero, Babar is our hero, Shivaji and Ram is not for some reason. And third is the Nehru Gandhi family.
I think they're all heroes, and again,
it can be a hero who's cutting around heads of Sikhs.
I don't know why Muslim history in India seems to begin with the Mughals, even
cutting,
before
who,
they came, there
who
was
went
hundreds
on
of
cutting
years.
Around heads of Sikh hanging around in the city of Delhi. You ask any Sikh and say, Aurangzeb can be a hero. And third is Nehru Gandhi family. These are the only three names we find in largely whole of India.
I mean, when you said
going, is Ghar Vapsi is really Ghar Vapsi? All of these
Naam
Prayag, Ayodhya,
is the, what the BJP leaders are
Ghar Vapsi
calling
the names,
it.
Naam Vapsi. Because Prayag, Ayodhya, I can find you a reference which is like beyond
normal
written history.
No, but as General Shah said, there's no denying that the Sangam region was known as Prayag. It was
so
always known as
call
Prayag.
The region.
There
let,
was a fort
let,
built
the,
by Akbar.
Mughals are gone. Mughals are gone. Let the name also be
then
bygone.
The town began.
Mughals are gone. Let the name also be bygone, right? Because Mughal Sarai, why you want to call...
But you mean Mughals are gone? They were here for hundreds of years and,
invaders,
you know, a major
there,
part of our population is also...
It's almost like that. I come to
so
NDTV office.
Otherization
I break your
of
old
the
office.
Muslims
you call
is what's
Shantanu
very
TV.
Problematic.
Someone who came from outside, destroyed my country, destroyed my libraries, destroyed my temples, put jizya tax to convert a lot of people, and I call themselves migrant. What kind of argument are you making? Can you imagine a Hitler Road in Poland? Can you imagine a Hitler Road in Holland?
You know, this pick and choosing of you know history.
In fact, there should be
because
a commission in 1947 to convert all these
there's
names.
There's no denying
as
the Mughal Empire,
Shanti
Gupta. You know, people can
he
Google it here.
You allowed him to speak.
History,
at least allow him to speak. I know you don't agree with me.
The problem is that a lot of people don't know
allow him to speak. Allow,
sure, go ahead. It's very interesting.
You're not lying to me. In 1947, we should have put a commission, all the names of the cities, and we did something. Madras got to Chennai. Bombay
yes,
to Mumbai.
And the reasoning
Mumbai.
Was because we wanted to do away with the names the British gave.
Still
and we wanted
have,
to revert to our
I don't think we travel enough
name.
In Delhi. Delhi is
linguistic,
full of British names. Delhi is still full of Delhi and various other
as well.
Delhi and various other cities are still of British names. So let do away with. See, there's no, nothing problem with name of Muslim name. BJP only proposed APJ Abul Kalam Road. He's also Muslim, right? So only why you only want to choose a Aurangzeb or a Babur who destroyed your temples, who destroyed almost Ivy League university like Tashila and Nalanda, you want to put their names. We have a lot of other Muslim people. In 1857, Kranti, a lot of Muslims were involved. We can choose
here.
Those Muslims. We need not establish someone who came to my country and invaded it, destroyed
right, well,
it,
I'd like
and
to get Raghu
want,
in
want
here.
To glamorize it.
Raghu,
Shantanu, can I ask
your response
who do you
to
think,
this.
Who do you think named Aurangzeb Road?
So,
do you think it was Nehru?
So we got to change it.
No,
right?
It's
we
pretty important.
Change it. In 1947, we had the time. It's our own country. We put a commission and we would change all the names.
Well,
that's all.
First of all, we should probably learn about more kings than just those two. We can learn about plenty of non-Islamic kings who also beheaded people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of history. And when you learn history, it
see,
tends to get much more complicated
see, if
than
if
these
two,
things.
Two people did wrong thing, that's why I put the name. What kind of logic is that?
Well,
Okay, beyond those two names, but this whole spree of changing names.
It's not changing,
well,
it's going right back to the going back to the original name.
Yeah, I'm not
That's
so sure
not
about
actually.
Original name either.
I can prove your document
like
of Ayodhya, of Prayag.
To Lakshmi Nagar and Agra one or, you know, Agra. I mean, what do you make of these proposals?
So, you know, Gargi, governments have been changing the names of cities in India since independence and especially
Absolutely.
Since the 1990s. And it's sort of important to understand, it takes a little bit of subtlety, but it's important to understand the different ways and the different reasons that it's happened. So some cities have had their names changed. Mostly cities have only had the spellings of their names changed to reflect how those names are pronounced in by the vernacular
right.
community. So Bangalore, which
Bengaluru,
is where I'm from, is now
Mumbai,
Bengaluru and
Kolkata.
And that's one kind of distinction.
Chennai is complete change, Madras to Chennai.
Sure.
Yeah. Another is that some cities have gone back to a name that has some historic roots, and some have gone back to names that claim to have historic roots, but are actually, that's just wrong. And of course, we've also now, we're realizing that we're used to cities being getting new names as a reflection of regional language politics, and we're not used to it yet to seeing cities get their names changed because of communal politics. And I think from the defense we just heard, it's very clear that that's what's going on now, and that's what makes this moment different. Not comparable, not even to 1995 when Bombay became Mumbai, not comparable to the change of Bangalore to Bengaluru. And of course, you can support all of them, you can deplore all of them, but they are very different. It's very it's important to understand the reasons underlying them and the politics that move that.
And what do you think the reasons now are, like you said, this whole...
Well, I think there's a big election coming up.
Is it ahead of 2019? It's just, again, you know, to kind of raise sentiment among the Hindu majority
Shantanu wanted these names changed
the years of slavery.
Yeah, Shantanu wanted these names changed in 1947. That didn't happen.
Exactly.
It could have happened in 2014, but it didn't happen then. It just happened the year before the election. So I think that's
something
telling.
Which related in 70 years, at least happening now. We should be very happy.
No, so you can
at least something is happening now. Well, I want to also go across now to Chandra Bose. He also has a proposal for name changing. Mr. Bose, you'd like to have, and he's joining us from Amritsar. You'd like to. You've sent a letter and a proposal to change the name of Andaman and Nicobar Islands to Shaheed and Swaraj. So tell us a bit about that.
See, the question of changing a name should only arise if there is historical relevance of changing the name. As far as Andaman and Nicobar Islands are concerned, the first Prime Minister of United India, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, when he raised the flag, hoisted the flag at Andamans on the 30th of December, 1943, he named the islands Shaheed and Swaraj Island. So this has historical importance that we again change it to rename it as Shaheed and Swaraj as named by Subhash Chandra Bose. Now, I don't believe in changing the name of a city or the road just for the heck of it. There has to be a relevance, historic relevance. There has to be either the name is of not much of an importance to the Bharatiya culture or India, then maybe we can change the name. Otherwise, I think it's a fruitless exercise to keep changing names.
So are you
names.
Saying you don't agree with
now,
some of the other proposals that have come up for changing names like, you know, Muzaffarnagar to Lakshminagar or Agra to Agrawan or Agrawal? So these name-changing proposals you're saying you don't agree with, but yes, you were talking about Andaman and Nicobar, and there you feel there's a history or there's something that, you know, there's some... That your argument or your demand is something that's relevant.
No, I'm not talking about any specific case. I'm saying the general guideline and the, you know, the reason for changing a name of a city, a place or a road should be either historical or that name is not relevant to the Indian culture and Indian tradition and heritage. Then we may change, you know, like a British name. We should not necessarily keep a British name. We should change it to the names of our makers of modern India. So this is what I'm saying. You see, 200 years of British domination. Of course, there is a lot of British culture which is crept into our society. But I think now, 72 years of independent India, we must follow the heritage, history and tradition of Bharat. Because after all, we are Bharatiyas. You see, Netaji established each and every person in the Azadin Forge as Bharatiyas. I think that is very important to the essence of India. What is Bharat?
All right, sir, and what has the reaction been to your proposal? Have you heard anything?
I think the central government is seriously considering, because this has the historical importance that I'm talking about. So I think it would be seriously considered, and it is a demand of the people of our nation for the last 75 years. My father had written to Pandit Nehru that we should call Andaman and Nicobar Islands as Shahid and Swaraj Islands.
All right, well, I'd like to get Mohua Moitra in here. Let's ask the Trinamool as well what they think about your proposal, and they have their own proposal for changing the name of West Bengal. Mohua Moitra, how do you react to, firstly, the name-changing proposals we're seeing here in UP, and your own government and your party have a name-changing proposal for West Bengal, and also about Chandra Bose's proposal? What is your response to that?
Gargi, there is a fundamental difference between the two sorts of name change proposals. As the gentleman before me, I think Mr. Karnad pointed it out. One is which has a linguistic, it's an ideological statement, it's a linguistic or a vernacular root. And the other is putting a sort of communal or a fundamentalist flag in the sand. There's a fundamental difference between the two. If you see where we are coming from, where the West Bengal government in 2001, the then left-run government in Bengal changed the name of Kolkata from Calcutta to Kolkata. Now, it was already in Bengali, it was always called Kolkata because of the villages of Sutanuti, Kolkata and Gobindapur, which formed Calcutta. If you think about Mumbai, in Marathi and Gujarati, it was always called Mumbai. In Delhi, for example, in Hindi, it's called Delhi. So the British, when they anglicized it to say Calcutta, when the name was Kolkata. So when you revert to the original name, you're not moving away from anything that wasn't there. It's more of a vernacular or linguistic setup. What we are proposing now is West Bengal. There is no East Bengal anymore. This was East Pakistan, West Bengal. It is confusing to have a West Bengal where there is no East Bengal, especially if you're in the eastern part of the country. Yes. So, and even for administrative purposes, if you see W, if you go down the roster, we're always at the bottom of the list because of W or West Bengal.
So you'd like to come up on that list as well.
For administrative reasons and for reasons that there is nothing called East Bengal anymore, so which is our only reason. But if you compare that to the very dangerous, divisive politics that the BJP government is playing. I was just looking at Yogi Adityanath's past when he was MP of Gorakhpur. Did you know he's changed the name of an Urdu bazaar to an Hindi bazaar?
Hindi bazaar,
he's changed a Mia bazaar to a Maya bazaar. He's changed, it's just insane.
Yes, it seems in his past as an MP and many of these name-changing examples.
So I think absolutely. So this thing that you want to obliterate, and you want to obliterate sort of 20% of the population of UP, 30% of the population in Bengal, and do away with anything that is Muslim sounding. I mean, I can imagine when we were young, there must have been people like this in the world, but it was certainly not okay to sit on national television and defend it. So this is what is scary. Not that they're doing it, not that the cabinet is passing it, but that there are so many people sitting in as part of the national narrative and saying they're doing the right thing. I think it's absolutely dangerous. It's scary. There's a fundamental difference between the two.
And I'd like to get you here on Mr. Chandra Bose's proposal of Shahid and Swaraj, the names of Andaman and Nicobar Islands being changed.
You know, that is something, again, that is not rooted in sort of a communal. If he feels strongly about it, that is definitely a proposal he's welcome to send through. What the government does with it is next, obviously. But that doesn't have at least a divisive communal root. There's again a fundamental difference between that and between sort of, obliterating Faizabad.
All right. And where does West Bengal's proposal stand? Because it has been passed by the Assembly. So where does it stand right now?
It's gone to the central government for approval, for presidential assent right now. We haven't heard anything yet.
Shantanu, you wanted to respond to something.
A lot of these people were making commentary on Gorakhpur, Ayodhya, Prayag. I doubt they will travel to Lucknow, right? I'm coming from Prayag yesterday. I was in Ayodhya during Diwali and spent almost 2 months in Gorakhpur, right? So what happened in these names in Gorakhpur? As an MP, first of all, you can't change a name. I'm sure administratively we all know MP cannot change them. Government of UP and government of UP was...
But he had wanted to. He wanted to.
So now you change, right? At least I have corrected. He wanted to. So what he said, a lot of people came to him and he said, can't this name be changed? So a lot of people, because he said, okay, let's change the name. A lot of people put their shops as Hindi Bazaar and still say Urdu Bazaar and Hindi Bazaar is written the same road.
So, first of all, people should not make a commentary without even knowing about the subject. That sounds even
funny. But they did change
the national channel. You are allowing this commentary to happen on your channel. That's even funny.
No, but they are saying that they did, some people did change their
name. If people want to sport, I want to call this.
So, the MP there supported it. When he was an MP, he supported it. And he encouraged the sentiment.
A local MP who represents people, he supported what
people want. And he encouraged the sentiment and maybe didn't make it into a formal. Yes, Ghanshyam Tiwari, now, name change politics is not something new to Uttar Pradesh. Earlier, Mayawati as chief minister had changed many districts and names to Dalit icons, and then when Samajwadi Party came to power, you reverted back to the other the original names, or you changed the names as well. So this is not something new to UP.
Well, it's interesting to see that the name change politics is now in fray. If you look at international press, let's say that all of us have some bias over here for name change, against name change, how has international press covered it? Take a look, Google. You'll see how's Ireland covering it, how's Europe covering it, how's Australia covering it. Please don't interrupt. How's the international press covering it? International press is saying that a saffron brigade in India is going around changing Muslim names. This is the broad headline that most, from economists to independent UK to Europe, is saying.
The second point.
But it's the name of the place.
He's saying there's a bias of the international.
Well, I'm saying this is how others see it, right? By the way, how many of us are here? We are also we the people, right? How many of us want their names changed? The names of the cities that they grew up changed? One, right? So when
let's
say,
find out his city and what name he wants it to be changed to. One second, yes.
But I don't know how representative this population. Right?
No, of course, but let's just.
I'm the student of Delhi University, and I belong from Gujarat. Actually, we are calling the Ahmedabad as the Karnavati. So it's our essence. It's my decision that I have to call a Karnavati. I don't want to name Ahmedabad.
No, I'm afraid you're probably wrong. The historically.
Right. So that is the public opinion. The reason I ask that is when you look at any change in democratic process. You look at the people who are leading it, you look at the purpose behind it, you look at the priority it is being put in, and you look at the process that is being followed. The process, Shantanu said, some people came to Yogi Adityanath. Yogi Adityanath's process has been mob mentality. He has been named let us not interrupt one another.
There's an allegation of panning riots
in the same Gorakhpur. Right, there are cases against him. You may not have as many mark sheets as there are cases against him. So let us look at the people who are leading.
The process that is being followed
on a television debate. A BJP spokesperson tells a spokesperson of AIMIM, and many of you would have seen that, keep quiet, otherwise I may change the name of one of your masjids as in the name of Vishnu. This is the process that BJP wants to follow. Then you look at the priority. Uttar Pradesh represents 25% of the poorest people of the country. What has Mr. Yogi Adityanath given in terms of development in last 1.5 years? Children died in Gorakhpur due to lack of oxygen. Policing suffers. This whole love jihad politics that he pursued in Kerala did not come into play when Kerala was flooded. You did not hear a single word from Yogi Adityanath on Kerala.
So when you look at that, has been allowing this comedy to happen.
When you look at people who are leading it, by gods. When you look at process that is being followed, almost a process of mob lynching. When you look at priority, is being led by a person who has no priority in life. His rise in politics is on hate. And then you say that whether it is policy or propaganda, and the answer is in front of us. As far as your decision to have a name of Karnavati, well, if this government was serious, they would have instituted a chair of history in every important college.
Absolutely.
You tell me, in the last 4.5 years, how many chairs of history has been included? Not one higher education institute in India has increased in global rankings under Mr. Modi. Even if it was Banaras Hindu University, I would have welcomed it. But in Banaras Hindu University, a year back, girls were protesting. When Mr. Modi was there, Smriti Irani was there. So this is pure propaganda that is playing out as politics.
All right, Adil, well, you come in here, and then I want to go to Shantanu. He wants to counter some of the statements made there. But yes, what does the Congress have to say about this name change politics that we're seeing?
Well, Gargiji, first and foremost, this is nothing but a distraction. This is an attempt by the BJP to divert attention from their failures. Now, coming to the moot issue here, you have to understand that the BJP has a very warped understanding of the idea of India. Now, what is the idea of India? The idea of India is that India is an ocean. India is an amalgamation of multiple cultures, multiple religions, multiple languages, multiple modes. This is what our strength is. Heterogeneity is the strength of India. Now, the BJP was elected on the mandate of providing jobs. They were elected on the mandate of doubling farmers' income. They were elected on the mandate of Beti Bachao. The fact of the matter is Mr. Modi has failed on every parameter. And since my friend from the RSS is so vociferously arguing about accurate exposition of history, then I think it's time that the RSS publicly acknowledges that we kneeled before the British, that the RSS sided with the British, that the RSS opposed the Quit India movement.
Okay, so that we're going back to that. Yes.
Well, I was very patiently listening to everybody. I just need 30 seconds. Then the RSS must publicly acknowledge today that Sardar Patel Sahab indicted the RSS and said that you're responsible for creating this frenzy and hatred which led to the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi. Let's understand, this is nothing but a futile attempt by the BJP to sharpen fault lies in society. And rest assured, nobody is going to get influenced by this because the BJP sees
well,
the writing
know,
in the
we
world.
Have a young man here who
well, this is one out of 40 people. This is one out of 40 people.
And as I said, my friend,
why are you so impatient?
Faizabad is Ayodhya. Lacks of people have sitting in front of one of the channels. People were in frenzy, so I don't know which people are talking about. That's something they never travel. Travel to Lucknow, let alone Ayodhya, and they make
but
commentary
again,
on Ayodhya.
But again, Shantanu, so is this...
Gargi, I need to complete.
Oh. All right, one second. I'll just come back to you. 30 seconds. Shantanu, but, you know, you say people were very...
Apart from their passion and love for the British, they also uncivil, which is quite reflective in this debate.
There were almost 1 lakh tweets.
You kneeled before the British. You hid in your burrows like rodents when the Congress party and the people of this country were fighting the
British. I'll tell you what Congress party is.
This is your ancestry.
Okay, but Shantanu, you said we were very excited with the change of names.
You were hiding
in
your burrows.
No, no, I want to take a point to you.
Speak about that.
All right, Adil, I'll just come back to you. Adil, one second. Shantanu, you're saying people are very happy with the change from Faizabad to Ayodhya. But you know, there's this corporate ploy. You know, there's this corporate ploy when you can't give somebody, you know, an increase in income, you can't do anything to... you know, and they're expecting something. So you change their designation. You make it sound much more interesting. You make them vice president or, you know, deputy vice president. And so it just gives
Ajay Singh's politics are very different.
You know, you've done something, whereas you haven't actually changed their welfare. So is this something like that?
Change what?
You haven't actually done anything to change the circumstances, to develop anything.
That's not the case.
But you've made it sound better. So I'm just asking, is this something on those lines?
So what is happening? They say development is not happening. I don't know which country they're living in. India is the fastest growing economy. India is the fifth largest economy. The ease of doing ranking has moved leaps and beyond. Now every state
well,
is talking about
Jay Shah and Adani.
Listen.
Not for the common man.
Let us speak.
Jay Shah, right? It rises from 16,000%.
Ease of doing business have ranked. So...
Maybe for my friend as well.
And I'd like General Shana, you've been hearing, so I want you to come in here.
Which is not in Noida. You go to any of your colleagues, in any of your friends in any of the channels.
You mean the North Korean channel?
The electricity.
Which is funded by a BJP MP.
The generator.
Are you talking about that channel?
Don't do this comedy. Even Kapil Sharma show for this.
No, that's, I think there's a place reserved for you there.
Yeah. So, all the generator bills have dropped down to 50 to 25%. Electricity is coming 3 to 4 hours extra in every city. The investment commitments have equal to the budget of UP.
What a lie.
But General Shah, you've been listening to what Shah is saying. You heard a young man
children are dying. I think he has limited understanding of the Supreme Court.
Everybody seems to be picking up
Love Jihad is being shut down by the Supreme Court. He doesn't even know this.
Let General Shah also speak here. He's been listening to what he said.
Read the Supreme Court order.
What do you have to say?
I'll send it across to you. Google it right now. Google it right now.
I don't.
You have a phone? You have an iPhone? Google it.
Adil, one moment. Let him speak.
I don't want to get entangled in a political...
But sir, you've heard what Shantanu is saying
I've heard
as
it.
Well. And,
But I'm convinced that this is an attempt to create a sense of permanent division between people.
Sense of pride in people.
Exactly. It's not a sense of pride. If it had been
but
a sense of...
You may be not, sir. You may be not. You love Monte Merlo for some reason. We don't.
Well, you were the ones who kneeled before the British. You forget that.
If it was a sense of
love
pride,
letters.
It wouldn't have happened.
Savarkar wrote love letters to the British.
All right, one moment. Let General Shah.
If it was a sense of pride,
of Congress,
it wouldn't have happened 1 year before an election.
Go to Maharashtra.
So you feel this has come the timing of it, yes, Raghu?
Savarkar is a traitor.
He's a traitor.
Now that we've heard from the party representatives, I think I have a proposal that we might be able to put forward as citizens, which is that if maybe we should tell our leaders that if you want to rename a city, first you have to remake it. Like, take these cities. Take Allahabad, which is ranked 97 on a livability list of 111 cities in the in the country. That's not your, Mr. Adityanath's fault. It is just the situation with Allahabad.
You go to Prayag. 10 lakh square square foot is painted amazingly well in last 3 months.
And Agra MLA paint also has been a 5-time MLA.
It's a 25 crore project. It's not cheap.
Well, I'm sure someone got a lot of
it. They are painted in Bhagwa. Even trees and birds, they are painted
in Bhagwa. It's not Bhagwa. You go and see. Go and see Harvansh Rai Bachchan. Harvansh Rai Bachchan. Lal Bahadur Shastri. If you hate Harvansh Rai Bachchan, Lal Bahadur Shastri, that's your problem. Go to Prayag and then comment.
If we're going to see cities getting new names, I think the challenge to our leaders should be, first, make these cities livable, prosperous and hygienic, and if you do that, do what you want with the name, and then and there'll be no objections.
Development first, and then name change later. Yes, let's get some more questions here. Yes.
Hi, everyone. So I've got a. I agree with a lot of your views. I don't agree with some, but that doesn't mean that history can be changed. History is something which is written, not rewritten. I'm sure a lot of people over here would agree with me. And one more thing I would like to say.
Do you feel there's an attempt to rewrite
history? Absolutely. It's a complete vilification of our history, of the fact that the Mughals, the British, the Christians, the Muslims, and people who are from outside, you know, the
Indian religions. This otherization that's being done.
Yes, absolutely. It's a complete otherization of different communities who've been living together peacefully in India, and I don't think that's right.
Well, I don't think
the narrative has to be changed of the RSS and the BJP. We cannot vilify, we cannot demonize communities who are not the religions, who are not born in India.
We cannot demonize
them. We cannot demonize them.
Was it not there? Was it not there?
Of course it was there, but it's something, I mean,
well,
you know, we need to be
history cannot be rewritten, it's only written.
Going ahead.
And by changing history, only fools change history. That's my point of view. And I completely disagree with Mr. Shantanu, with all due respect, with his ideology of the RSS. I'm completely against name changing. It is a very regressive way of looking at things. Rather than talking about other things, talk about pollution, which is affecting our health. Talk about education. What do you think the Aam Aadmi Party is?
You are quite offended by the fact that, you know, this history is pick and choosing.
Absolutely, like I said.
But do you think the public as such, you know, are like you? I think a lot of people just buy into a lot of what is being said.
The students, you know, over here, you can see they want jobs.
Okay, let's get in more statements. Yes, a question?
Sir, Shantanu, sir, I have a twofold question for you. Yeah. You shunned Aurangzeb for... as he had imposed his religious ideology on the diverse population. I think, sir, you fail to realize that you are doing the same as you have power right now.
And okay. I don't have any power. He's not even aligned with the talk.
The BJP, you are a representative of the BJP, so I assume that you have a talk of the power. So you are imposing your ideology on the diverse population. And secondly, sir, we have seen only... Muslim names being changed to Hindu names. So, sir, can we now expect Muslim people of the BJP and RSS well, to...
That is what one of their...
people like Shahnawaz Hussain and...
The Aurangzeb Road was changed to APJ Alam Road. It's a Muslim name to a Muslim name. Only thing, why you want to make a hero out of an invader? Or who is cutting the... Going around city and cutting heads of Sikhs and hanging here and there? Why do you want to make a hero out of him?
In what way is Aurangzeb an invader?
All right, one second. Let's get some more women in. Yes, go ahead with your question.
I'm saying, cutting around heads of Sikh leaders and hanging around the city, do you want to valorize such
Gargi,
a
you should allow this kind of
every Indian empire has done that.
This
is the RSS problem.
I really feel audience and people who are watching, you should really know your history for yourself. Don't like listen to everyone.
Let me
research India's history.
You make a great point there.
Yes, sir. Shantanu, everybody has questions for you.
You make a great point to everyone in the audience. See,
and
the thing
everybody
is that if we don't know our
don't
history,
history,
somebody will manufacture
to
it and then
it's
play with your emotions.
Sir. So it's an ideology
neutral point that every one of us have to know our history and not the WhatsApp history that has been circulating around.
Absolutely.
Shantanu, sir, my question is to you. Don't you think you are being biased to Hindus and the diversity of India is being lost with the names also?
Was he a Hindu?
No, you are clearly showing that
was he a Hindu?
All right, I think Mr. Chandrabose also wants to make a point.
We are Hindustani, we are not Hindus. There are diverse people.
Was APJ Abul Kalam a Hindu?
After all, unity in diversity. There is unity in diversity.
Was APJ Abul Kalam a Hindu?
Mr. Chandrabose, yes, sir. Yeah, you want to make a point. Let's just go across to Chandrabose. He's been waiting very patiently and Mahua as well. Mr. Bose, yes, go ahead. You've been listening to all of us and all the various, you know, points being made.
I think we were debating. We were debating on a name change. But we've discussed everything under the sun except a name change. So now the point is, you see, we are not talking about rewriting history. But my friends in the Congress, you have distorted history for the last 72 years. We are only trying to rectify the distortion. That is all. There's no question.
All right, let's go to Adil on that.
The yes, allow me to respond. Let him complete.
Would be rectified. Now the question is name change. We are Bharatiyas. I believe in the Bharatiya concept as Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose had established everyone in the Azadin Forge and Azadin government as Bharatiyas. All Bharatiyas are my brothers and sisters, irrespective of what religion...
But sir, don't you feel the sort of name-changing politics that's happening right now is leading to a vilification of a part of our population, the Muslims? We're changing all Muslims' names and giving them Hindu names and talking about, righting a wrong that has been done, going back to our glorious past. Don't you think these sort of statements are damaging? All right, well, we seem to have lost him. Mahua, you've also been listening to the various statements being made, and Adil, you'll get a chance to respond. I'd just like to get Mahua in here.
Yes, again, I agree with Ms. Bose in that we've talked about everything else, and we haven't really talked about the name change. If you come back to the name change point, I'm unable to find one person who can stand up and tell us that there is any other reason apart from a communal divisive intent to change a name of a city like Faizabad into Ayodhya into do away with Muslim names into Hindu names.
Well, if you're going Shandhu back, Gupta, I mean, said very example, clearly that there was a lot of
history. You can't.
It's something people
bits.
Have responded to very favorably, and a lot of people applauded it, and Prayagraj as well. A lot of people have applauded it.
When there are obviously people, if you're sitting there trying to whip up a communal frenzy, you will see 1,000 people on the road with saffron flags. Does that mean that these 1,000 people are representative of what we want
Diwali,
our democratic
what a BJP
fabric
Diwali,
to be?
It's a commoner. Don't make a comment on commoners. There are commoners around the city who gather to celebrate Diwali.
We waited for everyone.
That's why people who have not moved out of Calcutta are making them allowed to make commentary on Ayodhya. That's not fair.
We've listened to everyone.
Right, go ahead, Mahua. Yes.
Gandhi, we haven't interrupted. It's unbelievable how anyone associated with the RSS or the BJP think it is their birthright to interrupt and talk about to
no, go ahead, make
else.
Your point. Yes, make your point.
To end the first thing. The first thing, yeah? Yeah, so I think that this kind of narrative where they are trying to obliterate and do away with anything that has to do with the Muslim identity in India is dangerous, is communal, is divisive, and it's definitely not an India that I want to belong to and most right-thinking people want to belong to. So I think this is their deflecting attention, and till such time, I think the next elections come around. I mean, the problem is each time they happen to win even a small election, they think that people are applauding them for all of these ridiculous policies. So till such time, I think that their government gets what it deserves very soon. I think that we're going to see a lot of this deflection and a lot of this distraction. So
all right,
I think it's up to the people now to put their
right.
basically money where
all
their
right,
mouth
Mahua.
Is.
Yes, I get what you're saying. Adil, what Mr. Chandra Bose said there about history and about, you know, there's this whole talk of leftist history and, you know, how history has been changed by historians or by the Congress. That's what Mr. Chandra Bose seemed to suggest.
Mr. Chandra Bose, I think, has indeed disappointed his great-grandfather today, because Netaji, all his life, fought the politics of hate and bigotry. He was opposed to the politics of the RSS, which tried to create communal fault lines. And today he's joined a party which has a PhD in hate, bigotry and the politics of labelling. So I'm sure Netaji must be very disappointed with the decision of his great-grandson. But coming to the issue at hand, please understand, the BJP is trying to whip up this historical antagonism. And we as Indians, it's extremely important. There is an ideology which wants to divide us, which wants to divide us on religious lines, which wants to divide us on linguistic lines, on the lines of diet. We must shun this politics. We are Indians first, then religion. Indians first. This should be the sentiment
all right, let's get in more questions
amongst all
from
of
the
us.
Audience.
Good evening. I just want to say that please, sir, don't get offended, because generally BJP and RSS spokesperson get offended by questions.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you, sir, if you come back to power in Uttar Pradesh or say in Gujarat, will you change the names back to the old ones?
Well, you can ask Ghanshyam Tiwari also the same
yes.
question.
Yes.
Well,
like
I would say
Prayagraj back to Allahabad and then
okay,
Ayodhya.
That's an interesting point.
As I say that priority and process are part of changes that you want to bring through governance. I don't think there's a process that allows you to keep doing this, changing the clock. No, and
let's
I don't
not
think
forget it.
I don't think
lot.
I don't think it is. It is I don't think it's going to be priority. The key is that in all these things that whip up a frenzy. We just got done 2 years of notebandi, right? It whipped up a frenzy. No one in the right minds in this country would believe that it helped the poor. But the Prime Minister sold it to the poor, and look at the impact it has had. So anything that builds up as a propaganda can get that instant 1 lakh tweets Shantanu was talking about. But it has to die down, and people have to live their lives, and then you realize whether it is working or it is not working.
All right, let's get in more questions. You've had a turn. Let's.
Good evening, everyone. So my question is right now we were talking about development, that about electricity, the economic growth, that India is one of the most fastest growing economy in the world. So I just want to ask a question that right now the current government is putting a lot of effort to change the names of the places to bring Hindu names rather than bringing Muslim names.
Original names.
Okay, original names. So I just want to ask that what is the change that you will bring to the people by changing the names of the places? I just want to ask that.
Yes, sir. Travel to one of these places. I'll ask all of you. Travel to one of these places, Ayodhya, Prayag, and you just talk to people. Are you happy with the name change or not? And in 99-1, not even like, they will say, yeah, Ayodhya should be the name. They anyway calling was Ayodhya. Something, let it be the name. Prayag was the name. Everyone called it Prayag. The train is called Prayagraj. So I think everyone was very comfortable with the name.
It was always the name of the Sangam area. Yes, Raku, go
ahead. Not in Sangam area, every area.
Well, Prayag was, you know, and...
So, you know, one of the things that's been under discussion now is this proposed name change from Ahmedabad to Karnavati. And now, for anyone who's curious, who thinks that their city, if you're from Ahmedabad and you think that the original name of the city was Karnavati, I think you should go and read, try and find the most reliable history that you can about that. So there's a journalist named Amrita Shah who's written an award-winning book about Ahmedabad, and she's spoken about this. And Karnavati was never the name of
in
of
fact,
a city.
In fact, twice before the BJP has tried to change the name of Ahmedabad to
exactly.
Karnavati.
So
there was talk about how there's a tribal settlement, and that is the original settlement, and it was
right. Karnavati was probably
was
a military
name.
Outpost that
very
was
small, very small. So let's say Hitler set up lot of these gas chambers in Poland, Hungary, right?
Are we talking about Hitler again?
Let me complain.
Please don't complain.
And he might have set up a city.
It's interesting that you're bringing up Hitler. Yes.
Even he might have set up a new city and you call it a Hitler city.
Do you think Allahabad is named after an invader? Who is Allahabad named after?
It is
after Babur, all the people who came, sons
and
daughters of Indus.
Let General Shah also speak here. One moment. Nobody can hear anything. Let General Shah speak here.
It is ridiculous.
After Babur, all the Mughals were the sons and daughters of Indus.
Shantanu, one moment. Let General Shah speak here.
It is ridiculous to equate Hitler with the Mughals or anybody else.
If that's not history by any measure, sadly.
What? An attempt is being made to persuade the majority, to convince them that they are living amongst a people who are unpatriotic, who don't have any links to their country. Let me tell you that, okay, the Mughals may have been conquerors, but they adopted this as their homeland. They worked towards it. They developed it.
If British would not have gone back in 1947,
no,
they would
no
have been here. Come on,
between
what kind of argument is that? They just remain here, they don't go back.
There's no equation.
What are you talking about? I mean, maybe all of us in North
no
India have come from somewhere. I mean, how long do you keep,
the,
you know, making people feel
the
they're
British
from outside?
The British looted this country and went away. The Mughals didn't. They developed this country. So please accept it as a fact.
By destroying the temples, by destroying Taxila, by destroying Nalanda, by imposing Delhi attacks, the
development.
I just add one line
yes,
to it. See, it depends on our vision. I believe that RSS carries a photograph of 11th century India and wants to impose it on 21st century India. But history is an evolution. We can't be carrying a tale.
Only Mulayam Singh who says, "Ladke hain galti ho jati hai."
We can't
be 21st century Mulayam.
We can't be carrying tales.
Come on,
Ghanshyam. Our tales saying that evolution has removed the tales, but we still
have tales. That's the 21st
century Mulayam Singh. The whole idea that every slice of history belongs to everyone in this country
first, sir,
is what is Indian
everybody,
about it.
Shantanu, everybody has a question.
Sir, I caught you three times and I just got the opportunity to ask you a question. You are talking about destroying temples like how Mughals destroyed the temples. So are you changing the names to repeat the history? That's what are you trying to say?
I did not get the question. If you, someone can rephrase
the question is, the question is, you, I caught
questions.
You three times saying that the Mughals destroyed the temples.
It's documented.
And sir, why are you trying to say that?
And gave money to a lot of temples as well. So let's not make it true. There were a lot of money was also given. There were, yes, go ahead.
Hello, my question is to Shantanu. Hasn't Pakistan set a better example in this name change game? Like, there is still places in Lahore which are called Lakshmi Chowk and Sita Nagar. Then why we are changing the names? They could also have changed the names.
Lakshmi Nagar was the original name. They retained the, someone came and imposed the name. We are just going back to the original name, which people
anyway. Naam vapsi.
Anyway,
is Prayag, don't you think this is also
Prayag
incorrect?
Is
this
let it call what it call.
You know, what BJP leaders are saying that Hantu Naam vapsi kare. We're going back to the original names. But there's no you know, evidence of Muzaffar Nagar being Lakshmi Nagar or Agra having been anything other than Agra. And especially a world famous place like Agra. Why would you want to change it?
Yeah. Why to have an alien name and people call
Chandler,
it Ayodhya
Priyag? Let Raghu come in here.
So look, a lot of people have a good argument to make when they say that our history has been skewed to a left-wing history. The solution to a left-wing history, is a good right-wing history or a good moderate history. It's not complete nonsense like the Mughals were Hitler. That is total nonsense.
For you, it might be.
No,
for
of course. No, no,
for
I'm sorry. That's not what history sounds like. If you think that's what history sounds like, you have no concept of what history is.
You will not
history
teach me what my concepts are. Come on.
Well,
this
is my perspective. History is full of complexity. You need to actually study things in great detail to make determinations about what the name of a place was 400 years ago, 600 years ago, 2,000 years ago. These are constantly transforming places. All kinds of cultures come to bear on them. All kinds of names. They've had Allahabad has been Allahabad before. You can change and the original name, if you're looking for a Hindu name that precedes Ahmedabad, it's not going to be Karnavati. You might have an alternative. Karnavati
is
one that's been
is
mobilized.
Yes, Adil, go ahead.
Since the 1980s,
this country needs schools, it needs colleges, it needs hospitals. It cannot afford even a single life being lost due to lack of oxygen supply. These are our priorities. The BJP and the RSS want to impose their fascist outlook and their intent in dividing this country. All these decisions are politically motivated. And I haven't come across a more uncivil and rabble-rousing RSS spokesperson in my career. In my career, please maintain some civility. Please maintain some civility. You are heckling even the audience members.
Then Nadir Shah was an invader. So we changed the name Amit Shah to.
I think people have already established from where Shah came. In the debate, people established from where Shah came.
Well, let's get in other voices as well. Yes, go ahead.
I'm a student of Delhi University and my question to Shantanu, sir. Sir, why the name was changed when the people want the real status of new jobs, a real development, reduction in the crime rate, proper law and order? Sir, is changing the name is more important than providing the jobs, providing the safe environment?
Very interesting question. You go to Europe, you go to America, how their movies are made, how their history books are written. A cultural establishment of a culture is a prime priority, right? So development and establishing a culture back is not either or. They will all happen together. Development is also happening. The 1 lakh police bhartis which were remaining from last 15 years are happening today. So a lot of things are happening.
So you think development is also taking
development
place?
Development is also happening well, but culture
also
is
interesting.
Also
interesting, we haven't heard anything from the
America
Prime Minister regarding
invaders,
this whole
right?
controversy over name change. I mean, is that something we expect the Prime Minister to speak about? You know, or it seems it's something supported because we haven't heard a word from him about this whole name change controversy or any sort of all these various proposals that are coming up of changing Muzaffar Nagar, of changing Agra, and you know, it's been there, but we've had no comment.
We would get there today. He started speaking about cow. Tomorrow it could be something else. So we will get there. See, I think the Prime Minister is now performing on a scripted stage, which is the elections. But even on that stage, he's not talking about, for example, Mudra loans. Prime Minister has said from election rallies that 13 crore youth in this country have gotten Mudra loans. 13 crore youth means in a country of 26 crore families, one in two youths in this country in families have got. You have the entire youth here. You tell me, how many of your friends got Mudra loans? I've asked this in election rallies.
You will not find that anybody ever gotten a Mudra loan.
Whatever
the politicians say, the Prime Minister or Congress, I think that's very important.
I'm saying rhetorically, my point is development for Prime Minister or for BJP, the development question is also rhetorical. The question of history is also rhetorical, and the question of politics is also rhetorical. So it is important for us as a nation to retain our sanity and ensure that things happen with a dialogue, which is what democracy is about.
All right, General Shah, last word to you. We're running out of time. But do you think this is undermining, you know, the founding principle that our country was set up on, the secularism, all these sort of voices? And yes, maybe people are happy with Prayagraj and Ayodhya, these two name changes. But all the other proposals that are coming about and the sort of, the statements that are being made around that, like what Sangeet Som said about going back to our, you know, glorious past and righting a wrong. So these sort of statements, you think it's undermining this composite culture that...
Yes, absolutely. See, I've always talked that India is not a melting pot. It's not like America where you have to subsume your language, your culture, your religion, and preferably marry a white woman. India is a salad bowl. In this beautiful country of ours, it's a huge salad bowl where you can recognize every constituent of the salad. I mean, you can identify the carrot from the cucumber, from the lettuce. If you try and churn this salad into a mess, the country will land up in a mess. So I suggest there are more important things regarding development, about progress, than changing names.
All right. Yes, sir. All right, let's get in one last question. Yes, go ahead. Oh, you have a
mic. It's for you, sir. Why is this awareness of name changing right now? Sir, why not? You said you missed the opportunity.
Madras to Chennai, Madras to Chennai, Bangalore to Bangalore, Bombay to Mumbai happened.
But Shantanu, those name changes were different. APJ Abul Kalam, Aurangzeb
to APJ Abul Kalam happened when the BJP government came. It's not now. The proposals are always there. Congress has never had the guts to do it.
2014 to 2020.
Congress doing their Muslim appeasement never had the guts to do it. Now the BJP government is doing it. It's a welcome move.
Sir, why not in Atal Bihari Vajpayee's time? Sir, why not from 2014 to 2017?
Because he was running a coalition
government.
You are the youth. 2019 is election. It's time to change the government.
Well, I don't know about that, but yes, all right, Ghanshyam. Well, on that note, we're completely out of time, but thank you so much everyone for watching and thank you everyone here. And I think the lesson, as we've all been discussing, is that don't go by WhatsApp, don't go by what's being said. Go back, research, know the facts for yourself. I think that is one of the notes that we can leave today's show on. Thanks so much for watching. Goodbye.